arose that ran up on both sides of the porch, and that was the name of the school.
And that was the name of the school. Well, how old were you when you first went to Galloway, about?
Well, I think I was about, I was eight. No, let's see, how long can you go to kindergarten? Well, anyhow, I went as long as you could to kindergarten.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I...
Then went out to Galloway's.
Uh-huh, and finished there. So then...
So how old were you when you finished there?
Well, I have to count that up, too.
Yes.
I don't remember. But it was a long time ago.
Yes.
Well, and then Mama taught music at high school. She was the first music teacher to teach. And she said that she would play for the morning devotional. They had that then. Don't anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let you have music or anything now in the school. But she did that. And then when they wanted to have entertainments, Mama played for that too.
Mm-hmm.
Just everything, she helped. And she was there a good while.
Mm-hmm. At the high school.
Uh-huh. And then she taught school music, and Cabot needed a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And she went there and stayed a while.
Mm-hmm.
And then she came back here and taught music.
Mm-hmm.
And at Mrs. Oliver's mother had a boarding house.
Mm-hmm.
And she had a room that she could let Mama have.
Mm-hmm.
Right up by the school,
mm-hmm.
and so she taught music there.
Well, you've lived in Searcy all your life.
Oh, yeah.
Nowhere else.
And when I was a girl and went to school, just a little thing,
mm-hmm.
walk from there, of course you could go anywhere and you wouldn't be afraid.
Oh, yeah.
Not any meanness going on like it is now.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was I'd go and there wasn't any houses anywhere along till you got to, almost to the city hall now, before there's any houses, nor any on that house. And then there were two over there, and one was a Mr. and the other was a Canfield. Well, you see, you just, that whole block in there where Kroger is was just two houses. And you know you had to have space because you had to have a horse and a buggy.
Oh, yes.
And an outdoor toilet.
Yes.
And all those things.
Yes, yes. You had to have more space.
And so they had more space.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I knew just where they were.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I was in court, that's what they asked me.
Mm-hmm.
If I knew, and Mr. He was a mayor here then. So he said, do you know the mayor? And he said his name was Isabel. And I said, Isabel. And he said, well, maybe Isabel. So that's what it was, Isabel. And he had three children, and I knew then. And then he had just a lot of these little white hyacinths growing all out in the yard. I remember all of that just as well as if it were yesterday.
Yeah, and we then were really good to talk to you.
And then I went to the next one was Mr. and he had a garden, and it was right next to the wall. And of course we just had they had fences around places then. They had to because didn't have any stock law.
I see.
And so and they didn't have any walks, but if you put down a rock walk, that's all right.
Uh-huh.
But if you put down, a lot of people would just put down planks.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, they didn't. They rotted out in a little while.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the kind of walks we had. And then when you go through town, right where, do you know where the Davis store is?
I think so.
Right there, close to the post office.
Mm-hmm.